Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's up?
Oh. Good morning.
Whoa.
Issues.
It's no issues.
Microphone not on?
I turned it on.
Oh, okay. All right. Hi, Hottie.
Hi.
How are we doing?
Really, really good.
How cold is it today?
Oh, it sucks. It's actually like a real winter day.
It's wind.
We haven't had one of those.
I hate wind.
We've had so few of them.
I hate wind in the summer.
Been operating on that spring schedule last few weeks. So we left yesterday at 2 o'clock. And then proceeded to watch Twitter have a baseball
meltdown.
Burn down.
Yeah.
And burn down.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's what it is. They're like
awesome.
They're torching the game and burning down the game and exposing all kinds of cheating that could potentially be happening or was happening in Houston with the Astros. There was a Twitter account yesterday proclaiming to be the niece of Carlos Beltran. The niece of Carlos Beltran. Right. So this account put out tweets yesterday afternoon indicating that Jose Altuve, and I believe the other name mentioned was Bregman. Isn't that funny how he had just said,
you go give me another name, hour, I go Bregman.
I said, let's throw two names out there that if something more were to happen, more specific, other than they benefited from the banging of the trash can.
Right.
You got to give me specific names and someone benefiting more than just being at the plate and hearing the trash can getting rung down the tunnel.
Doesn't the trash can feel caveman like boom boom, we're gonna beat something with a club? This is getting nasty. Like you start talking about buzzers and zappers and taping wires and don't rip my shirt off and I'm gonna squeeze my shirt even after I hit this walk off. Don't touch me. There's some weird crap going on, man. And I believe it all.
Yeah. So In these tweets, it said that these guys were wearing buzzers, is what it said. That they were wearing devices. Let me read you what it said exactly. It says, I'm told to stay quiet, but I refuse. Sorry, T.O. Uncle. Jose Altuve and Bregman wore devices that buzzed on the inside right shoulder from the hallway from the video guy. Let's get it all out now. I have pictures from the locker I will keep for a rainy day. Altuve didn't want his shirt torn off, if I remember. Maybe I misspoke, but Chapman gave up the home run in the game. Yeah, if you go back and watch Jose Altuve after hitting that home run, crossing the plate, he approaches home plate in the video that is now widely circulated, grabbing the jersey, closing the jersey, looking at his teammates going, before this is all while he's coming from third base to home plate,
he knew it.
Saying,
knew
don't it. Tear off the jersey. Don't tear the jersey. And he clutches both sides of a baseball jersey and holds them shut as he then ducks for cover and goes into the mess of players waiting to celebrate with them at home plate.
He knew it. He knew it was going to happen a second he touches home.
Then, as everyone gets championship t-shirts to put on, he grabs his, leaves the entire crowd of players on the field, and disappears to the dugout to go change into a t-shirt in private.
Or take something off. Rip it off.
Ken Rosenthal then asks him in the post-game interview,
"This is unbelievable.
Why did you not want to take the shirt off?" And he says, "Oh, I don't know, because I'm shy." He said this.
Last time my wife got mad at me.
I'm sure she was so pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need that Wells Report bathroom story.
Right.
What's the appropriate length of time it should take to take off a t-shirt?
To change one baseball jersey into a t-shirt.
Yep. And then we want it in context. The reply.
But the still shot from that video, Beetle, where you can see the tape on his chest. Somebody slowed it down enough with this. There's one frame where you can see the tape on his chest.
Yes. There's something bad going on there.
Oh, Josh Reddick.
Josh Reddick.
In a tank top. Hey, why don't you just show
it? Somebody said that's confetti. That's confetti from the celebration they're saying.
What's the wire that's taped down on top of the confetti?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a wire under that.
You know what? He was probably having his heart monitored.
I don't know if you guys followed where that...
You guys should do a stress test.
If you look on his chest, that wire,
it's a wire
goes to what is like this large black necklace he's wearing. What is that thing?
The first thing I thought of when I saw that was Josh Beckett.
Does that
the necklace thing?
Yeah. Did you see how? But it's different, though. You know what it looks like is we don't use here. You know what it looks like? It looks like this. Yeah. This coiled cord, but it looks like the old coiled phone cords, right?
Oh, he's got tendonitis. So that's a copper bracelet.
It looks like a coiled.
Did it have the little white thing cord with the yin and the yang on the bottom of it too?
There was nothing attached to it. It did not appear to be jewelry.
Seashells.
It looked like a coiled phone cord from your home telephone that no one uses anymore.
I have one of those.
And we still do too, but we don't have one that has a cord on it. So that's what it looked like. Like, what the hell is that? What the hell were these guys doing? And does the policy that applies to everything also apply to this? We're only getting the tip of the iceberg here. Manfred is going to try and bury everything he can bury. We talked about that yesterday. This guy is not on the level. He never has been.
What does he do now?
Extremely shady guy.
He's got players openly talking. Like, this is going to get nasty. Once guys start slinging stuff and, you know, you'll get to, you know, the HGH stuff with Mike Trout. But what do you guys say? Yeah. He's got three girlfriends on the road. Oh, yeah. He has four phones he carries with him. Let's just start putting everything out there. You want to say something about me? I got something for you.
So I want to bring it back to Boston now. If this was indeed happening, these allegations, which based on some of the circumstantial evidence looks pretty convincing. If that was the level they were going to in Houston in 2017.
Yes.
Do we really believe that in 2018 in Boston, it really was only a guy going up and checking in on the sequences in the review room?
Oh, absolutely not.
Hell no.
No. Now we're going to start going through pictures of the Red Sox at the end of the year through 2018 where you could really zoom in and see stuff. Oh. Yeah. No, I don't believe that. I believe this stuff I believe this 100%. Like, this is okay. It makes sense. There's pattern now. You got them. They're burning down baseball. The players are going to burn down baseball themselves.
So the question would also be, who's really the person behind this account? This account that also knew of the
hiring of
Beltran the day before he was hired, was the first to put on Twitter, he's getting hired by the Mets, he's getting the job tomorrow, and also was first the night before, two nights ago, in saying Carlos Beltran is about to step down. That same Twitter account. So that's a real question. Who is that? Who the hell is that? They know something. And baseball looks really, really bad today. And they've got so little ground to stand on in this. And they've got so little credibility.
This thing exploded.
That no one's going to believe them over what they're seeing on Twitter. The perception has already changed.
Like, the mushroom cloud on this now has just totally exploded. Like, we thought, okay, maybe it's just really intense down in Houston. And maybe they're really like to the Roach point. Dan Roach, yesterday at the start of our show, not much coming out on the information regarding the Red Sox, which is good, maybe good for the Sox. And now this just takes it to another level for me. This like blows it out of the water.
There's nothing turning up. Who said that? The Red Sox?
Well, they did. Please. To your point, you just started the investigation. What, yeah. They talked to one guy?
Yeah. I mean, give me a break. I'm not buying that.
It's almost like crap.
And now I'm not
we
even.
We now have to find something on these guys. Keep digging.
And you know you what? Know? Even if baseball did not want to reveal these things, is it possible that Rob Manfred, in punishing these guys, took these things into account as these might see the light of day at some point? What do you do now? So say this turns out to be true. Do you go back and resuspend AJ Hinch? Do you kick him out of the game longer?
Well, I think maybe, yeah, you reset yourself. Yes.
I mean, baseball straight up.
Once you find out more stuff, and you can layer it. Oh my. Yeah.
MLB claims that they investigated the wearables aspect of this. And they deny that any of this was going on. Baseball has made a statement saying that, no, we investigated this part of it. We investigated that allegation, and it's not true.
The fact they knew it was going on, and they said that they investigated it, means something's there. Maybe everybody's got it. And if we bust one guy, we're busting the whole damn league. Because it was better. It was more than one guy. Like, how did your baseball, and you find out, and you start digging, you're like, Jesus, everybody's doing this. Well, Yankees had buzzers. Everybody had buzzers. What the hell?
So let's talk about it. The reaction of this yesterday, if you haven't seen this stuff, it's remarkable. Jose Altuve clutching his jersey shut.
Like, you couldn't even write a book like this.
He says he's shy, but...
No, not shy.
He says he's shy, but if you search, there are many other...
Chest pumping.
There are many other pictures of him running around shirtless after games.
Yep. But that day he was shy. You know,
that particular day he was shy.
It was cold in the building.
Maybe he ate a few carbs that day. A little bloated. And take the shirt off.
617-779-0985. Zill brings up the Yankees. Yeah, let's mention the Yankees. Let's go there for a moment. We'll do that coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand. God. Don't go anywhere.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Awful Jim Lyles sound effects.
Yeah.
Here.
Hit it again. Hit it again.
It's going to hurt you.
You
know what that is?
Operation?
No.
Yes.
You know what that is? And like that real time temperature. I give it a real time temperature.
That's a cell phone buzzing.
That one's awesome.
That's T-Bone, yeah.
What's that movie with Michael Douglas?
T-Bone has one more. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's not really a sound effect.
Hold on, Zoe. Let's hear the sound effects first before you tell us about the movie with Michael Douglas.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
From Family Guy.
Yeah, it's a creepy old guy.
Yeah, but...
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Kind of got to watch it and understand what it is to know what the hell that is.
Yeah, that one doesn't work.
I know, nobody's seen Family Guy.
I knew who it was.
Jim, I've never watched Family Guy.
You've never what? Wait,
I've never watched Family Guy.
You've never watched Family Guy?
No.
Why?
Because I didn't think like the guy with the football-shaped head was like entertaining or funny and... It just looks stupid to me.
Oh, my God.
Like a baby and the big fat guy.
Family Guy is hilarious. I mean, it sort of is. It runs its course after a while, but.
I mean, I laugh at the Christmas song.
For someone in my house who will watch four episodes back to back to back to back multiple times a week.
Your wife?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I will sit there, and if it's on, you know, it's on in syndication. It runs all day, every day, it feels like. You can see it.
Yeah.
But if it's on, I'll watch it. Like,
of course.
I'll stop and watch it for a couple of minutes.
That
a couple
buzzer,
of cheap laughs.
That buzzer sounded like Glenn Close when she snapped out. She's beating that buzzer, and she's trying to get into Michael Douglas' house. I'm downstairs. Let me in. I have your baby.
Fatal Attraction.
Whatever that was. Oh, my God. I know you're in there. Oh.
That one's awesome.
No, it sounds like I'm some kinda, kid going.
That's gonna make me look every time. Is my phone going off?
Just so we're all on the same page here, I'm kind of out on the Josh Reddick one. I think it's confetti. And you're asking, it looks like it's connected to it. No, he's just one of the many baseball players, the last grown men on earth who wear necklaces, baseball players, handful of football players, I think. Oh, sprinters. Sprinters will still occasionally rock the necklace. But baseball players?
Football players are long. They have the long, like, fancy necklaces. It's like costume jewelry almost down the front of their chest. Baseball players wear, like, tight necklaces.
They're wearing, he's, the black thing that he's wearing,
a
Beetle?
Surf necklace.
That's like some kind of a chain necklace of some kind. Almost looks like a thick herringbone necklace. Zoe and I used to rock herringbone necklaces back in sixth grade.
I wore them.
What's underneath the confetti,
Jesus,
though?
I wore them up to my seventh year in the league. I had two of them. Hardy had two herringbone necklaces. Big fat ones, and it has 16 and a cross on the other.
But no one wears them anymore. Men don't wear necklaces unless you're a Major League Baseball player.
You know how much money I
got? I love them.
When gold was at its highest a couple years ago, like, I got so much money for those.
That piece of confetti that hit him, stayed stuck to him much later on in the clubhouse or before he was on the podium?
The one in the clubhouse.
And it concealed whatever's underneath it.
The one in the clubhouse looks absolutely like
confetti.
Hardy,
how is it that the confetti hasn't moved in now three different shots from three different time periods?
I don't know. Let's
a piece of confetti on his chest.
Spray your chest down with champagne and beer and then put a piece of confetti on it and see if it stays there
for
the whole show.
Thank you for volunteering.
Show.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Or just lick
it.
I said,
let's do it Monday.
Yours.
Lick your chest and put a piece of put a piece of confetti right on it.
That's what we have interns for, right?
I mean, you expect me to believe that piece of confetti didn't move?
Hey, do you believe that Tom Brady took his helmet out of storage after the Super Bowls 8 months later and dumped some confetti out of it? You remember that move?
Yes.
Yeah, but
that confetti stays put. It don't go nowhere.
The helmet hadn't been used since the Super Bowl. It's a bowl in a way that could, you know, you could put things
in. How's it stay there? Got shipped all the way from Houston back to Brookline and sitting in a trunk and moved around and carted around.
I just think it's remarkable that in three different periods of time that night, that piece of gold confetti on his chest didn't move.
Look.
It's an immovable piece of confetti.
I am all in on these guys with the electronics and the buzzers and everything else. I just don't think that's your evidence. And as I don't think is most of the evidence of the photos we're seeing on Twitter of guys
so
with
gross.
A little wrinkle in their jersey.
God, he's gross.
Stop. Zoe, look right now. What's this?
The wrinkle in the jersey I have not mentioned once because I think it's bogus.
Yeah, all
the wrinkle in the jersey doesn't mean anything to me.
All the jersey photos, stop it with that.
Okay, how about the guy who's trying
Altuve,
to close his jersey?
Who won't let his jersey be ripped off? That's something.
See, I would agree.
That means
that's
something.
The best evidence.
Well, his
here.
Wife got pissed last time.
Yeah.
Because look, I mean,
yeah.
Altuve not wanting the jersey ripped off is the number one piece of suspicious evidence.
No. Don't open up.
First of all,
he was serious. He wasn't joking around.
I play with guys like this. This guy comes off as a hardo a hole.
Altuve?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
No, but I'm like, he's the type of guy that would just not wear a shirt every other day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, like, oh, I got to keep covered up. You know, what's my wife going
to do? I find Altuve to be the most likable guy on that team.
Yeah, but it's like Edelman, though. Like, in Amendola, let's go shirtless today, man. Like, that's that. That's what I mean by that.
Beetle, you've seen the video of Josh Reddick picking it off in the clubhouse later during the interview, right?
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, this will end it for you.
Oh, okay.
Ari Alexander at KPRC2 Ari.
Wait.
Oh, I can't take it.
That's Kilo Papa Romeo Charlie 2.
Yep.
Ari. A-R-I.
A-R-I.
Right?
Yep.
He's got a photo up and then side by side with a video of them in the clubhouse, and he's picking the confetti off his chest later on.
I got a question.
What?
What makes him, at that point in time, think to pull that off his chest?
I don't know, but it doesn't look like
that thing's been on there for how long? And now he's on camera doing an interview, and he thinks to reach up and pull it off?
He was on camera before doing an interview when they got the when it's the network reporter on the field.
Yeah, okay. All right.
See?
Yeah.
It's confetti.
It could very well be confetti.
It is confetti.
It's a piece of gold foil.
Mm-hmm.
That does not appear...
They sell tape like that, right?
Does not appear to be difficult to pull it off. But it was there for quite some time, and it was not moving. That's fine. The best evidence is still Altuve telling the teammates, don't rip it off, and then...
Don't take it off. Then go hide.
Then going and hiding to change into a T-shirt.
Hold on a second. So, Jim, yes, they do sell tape like that. So you think he went through the trouble of asking, what color is the confetti going to be? I'm going to get a piece of tape that matches that confetti in case we win and my jersey
comes
off.
Can you guess what color the confetti is going
to
be?
And that way... Instead of I don't know, just ripping it off before you take your shirt off, you're going to go through all the trouble.
If you're going through a trouble of attaching a buzzer to your shoulder, yes, absolutely.
Instead of just ripping it off before you take your shirt off.
I don't know. Reddick doesn't strike me as the smartest guy.
A brilliant guy.
But smart enough to find out what color confetti they're using before he goes and gets that kind of tape?
My favorite Josh Reddick story ever.
That's a good point, Hardy.
Do you want to hear my favorite Josh Reddick story ever? That when he made it to the majors with the Red Sox, his family set up a tailgate in the players' parking lot at Fenway.
That's nice.
And Terry Francona got there and was like, whoa, what the hell is this? Terry Francona.
What the hell are you doing?
Terry Francona was like, what the hell is this? That's my favorite Reddick.
Just the
story.
Idea of any tailgate anywhere around Fenway is funny.
I don't know if people are familiar with how small the players' lot is at Fenway. It's very tight. In fact,
they can't park on a street.
They can't even, you know, years ago they decided, listen, this isn't even working anymore. We have to shut down this street and park all the players' cars on the street, and then we will cordon off the whole street and use it as our own. What and not let anyone walk through there anymore. You used to be able to go right up to the fence.
Well, they were able
right
to.
Right behind the park, and all the cars would somehow be jammed into that fenced-in tiny little lot.
Well, they were
tailgating in there.
They were able to do it right up until David Price showed up with his $250,000 doomsday SUV. Then there's no more room. There's no more room for any other cars.
He's prepared for the apocalypse. But when it comes to, as you mentioned, the Yankees, though.
Yes.
They should be investigated. As should any other team, as we said, that gets brought up in the Houston investigation. But the fact that the Yankees had Beltran on their staff, and as Alex Cora said back in June, that should be enough for them to say, we got to go look at the Yankees too. We have to go do that. Beltran was there. He was a big part of what was going on in Houston. And to be thorough and be fair, I think that they should check in on anything that was brought up about the Yankees in this investigation. Don't we all agree on that? Doesn't everyone agree? Okay, yeah, you got to investigate other teams. You have to investigate the Yankees. Does that make the fanboy Red Sox fan satisfied now? Like, yeah, you got to go look at them too.
Yeah, Carrabas, yeah.
It wasn't just the Astros and the Red Sox.
Carrabas started this.
In fact, you should just look where the guys were who were in Houston in 2017. Where did they go the following year or the year after? And should you go take a look at what those guys did in those spots. Yeah, obviously. Yep, I am all for that. I'm all for the Yankees being investigated in this. Take a look at them, too. And hammer everybody.
It's much more than Carrabas, though. This is like former players, current players. Trevor Bauer, Tommy Pham.
Yeah.
These guys are all getting in on it.
Brocious.
Brocious' kid. Yeah. Sheffield's kid.
It's crazy. This is going to explode. This is nothing.
I just want the players to keep lobbing grenades at each other.
Yes,
this is great.
Absolutely.
Hey, because you know that sport, more so than any other, has the off-the-field stuff because of their travel. And I've heard the stories, and it's crazy.
Off-the-field stuff what?
Just on the road. Stories of being on the road. Wait till if you're going to sling stuff about me cheating. Yeah, what about that girlfriend you had in that two cities we've been in?
Oh, you think it's going to get personal?
Yes. If you hang me out to dry publicly and you slander me for cheating, oh, my God, yeah. Yes.
As crazy as it sounds, it feels like that's more of like a taboo thing to do as a player than to reveal the on-field stuff.
Then you better be careful what you say about me, because you know I know what I know. You know, that's, I'm telling you, this thing's going to explode.
617-779-0985, the phone number. We'll get to your calls coming up next. That is on the way, as are the Prime Weekly Picks at 10:50.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I hope these players get real pissed off at each other and continue to lob bombs. I got an idea for all of you. All you baseball guys, you want to call Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick. They're becoming baseball's Woodward and Bernstein.
Freaking okay? Drellick, huh?
Call those two guys.
I can't believe Drellick.
Call them up. Call them up. Drellick was in a good spot. Two teams that were, you know, at the epicenter of this are the two teams he's covered in his career. So he's got sources in both places.
Unreal.
Way to go, Drellick. Way to go, kid. Tim's in Plymouth. Hi, Tim.
Hi, guys. So I'm not even a baseball fan anymore, but this is really infuriating. Looking at Jose Altuve's stats from the beginning of his career, when he used to hit 10 to 15 home runs, to hitting almost 30 home runs, 2016 to 2017 is just ridiculous. And if you are a player, you should be extremely upset about this because you're costing people money, all-star appearances, and obviously a championship. So you have to take their championship away and at least suspend some of these players, not only a year, but maybe ban them for life.
So it's interesting because we haven't really talked about what this could all mean. Let's say it's true, right? Jose Altuve had a buzzer under his jersey, which he, by the way, fully denied yesterday through his agent, Scott Boris.
Oh,
never done.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I did it. Yeah, I did it.
Because if you did it, I'm sure you would come right out and say, yep, I did it. So let's assume that it's true and he did it. What should the punishment for something like that be?
Pete Rose type stuff. Cheating. Yeah,
you're cheating to change
an outcome of a game, and you're yourself statistically.
Like, that was not at all what Pete Rose did, so I don't know how you get to cheating to change the outcome of a game.
What should the punishment be? Is it
1 year.
Banishment from life? A year?
1 year.
Did Altuve gamble?
Yeah, no.
No, I didn't say, I mean, but you're impacting the outcome of games.
Still, though, in a different way than Pete Rose probably impacted games.
Well, it's a pine tar violation. I mean,
what?
Is that what? Do we look at it like a pine tar violation? I mean, what? I'm trying to think of other.
No.
Like,
no,
what other
no,
violations
no.
are there
nothing,
of cheating or getting an edge?
There's nothing. I mean, there's PED violations.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that if it turns out to be true, he's going to get at least a year.
Yeah.
Or not, if not longer.
You got to start. If you're going to crack down on Cora and these guys like this, you got to start cracking down on the players too. If they continue to advance it.
I don't know what the CBA, I'll look it up.
Their damn union is so ironclad and tight though. They protect them like crazy. It won't come down on the players.
But forget that for the moment. That's all I'm bringing up for. Forget the CBA. What would he deserve? Would he deserve to get booted from the game? Is that in play?
I wouldn't think so. Because you look back and say, well, there are guys doing steroids. Look how long it took to get past.
Well, I mean, we're looking at a situation in Houston.
Okay, how
about, and maybe in Boston. We don't think we have the info yet or evidence to support this take yet. But in Houston, at least, this team and their cheating ways really destroyed a season of baseball.
Okay.
I mean, a full season is destroyed. That championship is worthless that they have in Houston.
You want to talk about one guy who did it? Yeah, kick him out of baseball. Look at the reaction from a couple of managers being suspended and subsequently losing their jobs for a year. All of the fallout that's taking place now. So if you take one guy, say you pick one guy, and you determine through your investigation that Altuve was using an electronic device, you think he is the only one?
No.
So you,
does that matter?
You think, yes, because they don't want to kick out, they don't want to kick 50 guys out of baseball. If it were one guy, they'd kick him out. They don't want to suspend 50 guys for a year. So if they start digging around and they find, pick a number. Well, if it's 10 or fewer, they all get a year. If it's more than 10, then we got to come up with something else, because now we're gonna ruin the game for a lot of these people who want to go to ballparks and watch these guys.
Hardy just hit on the best point of the day.
What's that?
If there are 50 guys that were doing this.
Yeah.
Do you think Manfred's going to own up to it and say, we found evidence that supports this?
No, it's going to be prior to the Athletic getting the story.
So if he found evidence,
try and sweep it under.
If he found evidence that Altuve was doing this, is he going to admit to it?
Maybe they already did find that. Maybe, hey, we looked into it. Yeah, we kind of saw it, but we didn't dig deep enough.
Maybe baseball knows there's 50-plus guys that were doing it in the sport.
Look how
long. That's not a lot of players. See,
and you mentioned Altuve and how the last caller said, okay, look at his numbers and look how he spiked. You go from hitting 10 home runs to all of a sudden hitting 30. Remember when he had the steroid era and how long from that point till now, where if a guy would spike and put up big numbers, steroid guy, automatically we look at steroid guy. Now, if there's a young superstar, like look, Mookie Betts is like a smaller guy, but he can put up big numbers. You look at Betts now and say, I wonder if he had the device too. Like, that's the way people are going to look at it now. It takes you a while to get away from this. Baseball's going to suffer for a while because of this. It just doesn't go away overnight. And every time somebody spikes in a year, he must be cheating too. They're getting the signals. They have some sort of a code they're using. He can't naturally do that. He's too small. Hey, Altuve's a little guy. He jacks the ball. That timing thing, man. I'm telling you, the way you affect the game, it's going to take you a while to get past this. If guys start coming out and you're finding out more and more and more do it. And Hardy's right. They're not going to do anything.
Casey is in Taunton. Hi, Casey.
Hey, how you guys doing? I think comparing it to PEDs or steroids is a bit of a stretch, but I would compare it more to a pitcher doctoring a baseball with sandpaper or any other,
Who's the Yankee pitcher that had the pine tar in his name? What the hell's his name?
You think the activity of knowing the pitch before it comes in is the equivalent of pine tar or sanding down the ball?
I think it's worse than steroids.
It's way worse than steroids.
Worse than steroids?
Yes.
Yeah, because you still don't know the damn pitch or anything. You're just getting it. It increases your strength. This is all. Shaughnessy even said it too.
Are you kidding me?
You don't understand. This is a timing thing. These guys are so fine-tuned at hitting. That's just all they've done their entire life.
Do you think it's a stretch to say this is PEDs? Oh, this is so much worse than PEDs.
Oh, it's way worse. That's why I said I don't know where the jumping off point is. What's a PED suspension?
This is not.
Starts there.
Picking like that's the threads on the ball out or putting extra little pine tar on your jersey or your hat to throw the baseball.
Vagisil under your roof.
Hey,
kidding
me?
Crisco. Take 2 inches off the
curveball. If the batter every single pitch is knowing what the pitcher's throwing, yeah, no, that's the lengths that you have to go to do this.
It would be like a home run contest at the All-Star game. That's why you have your pitcher that grooves it. You know the ball that's coming. You know the pace that it's going to leave the yard with. Yeah, it's like that. This is worse than steroids. So whatever PED violation would warrant a certain suspension, that's the jumping off point. That's the low end of it.
Prime Weekly Picks is coming up next. We'll get into both games that are happening this weekend in the NFL. Stay tuned for that.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for the Prime Weekly Picks, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood. A proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com. All right, so here's what happened last week. We won. On the season, what is our percentage as a team, Jim, our winning percentage?
57.5%.
We've hit 57.5% of our picks. So as you know, we as a group throw them into a parlay as like a big ha-ha every week. But if you've been individually accepting our picks this season, we're at 57.5% as a group. That means you're making money. RJ would tell you that 55%, you're moving to Vegas. Maybe we should move the show to Vegas. I don't know. What do I know?
I've heard much dumber ideas on this show.
Thank you. So we're
at live there. It's just, you know,
for a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever. Spend some time there.
Right. Like November through March. That's it.
That's all.
Yep.
We're at 57.5%. Last week, we had the Titans plus 10, 49ers minus 7, and the under 47 in Tennessee-Baltimore. And boy, that was fun. That over-under in the Baltimore game. Woo! That came right down to the wire.
Thanks for going for two, John Harbaugh.
Thank you very much, Harbaugh. So now this weekend, we're not really sure what to do. We won again. Each of us has $27 in the kitty.
$135 total, right? I did that math right, correct?
I'm taking your word for it. This week, it is Tennessee plus 7 and Green Bay plus 7.5. Those are the lines right now. 49ers and Chiefs are each at least a 7-point favorite.
So what are we going to do? We're going to go around the room and make our picks and see if we can work a parlay out of this?
Sure. I'm sure that's what we should do.
What are the totals on the two games again, please, Beetle?
Over-under. Or you want just the lines or you want the over-unders?
The totals. Over-unders. The totals. I want the totals on both games.
53.5 on Tennessee, Kansas City.
All right.
The total on Green Bay, San Francisco is 46.5.
Okay.
46.5 there, 53.5 in Tennessee. The lines, Tennessee plus 7. Green Bay plus 7.5.
Got it.
That is what we have. Of course, the game in the NFC being played at San Francisco.
All right.
How you feeling, Zoe? What is Zoe like this weekend?
I'm taking the Chiefs-Tennessee game under.
I like that.
That's my bet. 53.5. I like that.
I don't know what the weather is this weekend, but Tracy Wilson just tweeted that the Kansas City airport is closed because of freezing rain. It's going to be a long travel day for her.
Like that.
I don't know if that extends into the weekend or not.
We were there last year during the ice storm and the freezing temperatures and that. It's playable out there. They play in it.
Last year's AFC Championship in Kansas City as your barometer.
They moved the playoff game 1 year, didn't they?
A lot of points.
The Pittsburgh game. Remember the sack game where the guy held it? There was an ice storm there. Remember that?
Yep.
They moved the time of the game,
They moved the time of the game because they were afraid people were going to slide off the road and Felger called everybody
Sunday
soft.
Night, right? Sunday night instead of Sunday afternoon.
Correct.
Yeah. Felger said everybody was soft, learn how to drive on the,
learn how to drive on
covered roads.
Right.
That was when
Felger is the best at driving.
That was the game Antonio Brown live streamed from the locker room, right? after they beat the Chiefs before they came to New England.
I don't remember. I don't fucking remember.
Yes. Who's Jim worse? Felger's takes on undrivable roads or Wiggy's takes on CT? It's debatable.
Well, one is certainly more hypocritical than the other, but I don't want to get into that.
I mean, a grievance is a grievance.
I'm not going to come up with another bet that I like. Zoe already took mine. I agree with Zoe. That's what I like. I like the under in the Chiefs-Titans game.
So Tom and I are in lockstep back here, so we got to see what Beetle wants to see if we can make a parlay out of this.
I don't feel great about anything on this board.
The numbers are tough.
Not anything on here. I sort of like the over in the NFC game.
Oh!
It's a lower number than the AFC game, which is interesting because...
I don't mind. Look, I'd rather you bet an over so we can... win it in the third quarter.
Like, I could
not
see
have to worry
31-24 game there.
That's the problem with the unders, though. We're going to be sweating bullets until the very end.
Yeah, like last weekend. That was brutal.
Brutal!
11 o'clock Saturday night.
I do believe
that teams don't advance the ball.
I do believe the Niners are going to the Super Bowl. I do believe they will win the game. But I don't know if they'll cover. I could see them winning by a touchdown and having it be a real solid win for them. And only winning by a touchdown.
Here's my problem with... Now, you know what, Beetle? I like the over in that, too.
I like the over in the other game.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come through and...
He's going to light it up.
Yeah, I think San Francisco is going to win, but Aaron Rodgers is going to score a late touchdown or two.
What were you guys agreeing on back there?
Tom?
Kansas City minus -7.
That was my second pick.
I don't want to root for that, though.
I don't know.
Here's what I know.
Listen, don't root for it. And then if we do a parlay, you can fall into some money if it does happen.
The Super Bowl is going to be better if Kansas City is there for the Patrick Mahomes element.
From the high-flying circus.
The high-flying offense of the Kansas City
Chiefs fans. Yep, they travel.
The fact that their defense is not very good and whoever it is on the other side is going to score points as well.
You can actually see a logo that's been around for years instead of that tighten-up logo.
You could get a high-scoring game. If Kansas City gets into the Super Bowl and the Andy Reid factor, I would love to see Andy Reid lose the Super Bowl. It'd give me a great team to root against in the Super Bowl. I know, lose another one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think Kansas City is going to be a better Super Bowl, but I want to root for the Titans. Titans! Touchdown, Titans!
Tighten up.
Like I said, it's not about rooting, it's about money.
Okay, you're right.
So do we do that? We have three different picks. Do we do a parlay or do we just let it sit?
I think you parlay that.
I think you guys are nuts to bet against the Titans right now. What is it about the Titans that makes you think they can't win it outright, much less?
Because
I'm taking the Titans, I'm taking them money line. If I'm taking the Chiefs, they're going to cover.
That's the
way I look at the game.
We talked about that 35-32 game yesterday. It was on again last night. I watched it again. Tennessee went there and kicked their ass a little bit. Like, that just happened a couple weeks ago.
I feel like Kansas City is going to win, and if they win, they're going to cover. But if Tennessee does cover, I think they win.
I'm with you. Kansas City ain't squeaking by. Kansas City is not winning 13-10. If Kansas City wins, it's going to be 43-20.
Are we gambling or are we gambling?
We're gambling!
Then let's bet Tennessee on the money line and put that with the under of the Kansas City Titans game.
All right, want to do two parlays?
That does make sense. The dog and the under again.
Yeah.
Correlation. That's what's led to our win last week.
You're right, though.
We could do a three-teamer.
If that game's
Kansas
going
City,
under
and
Tennessee's
over.
Winning.
And then we could do Titans and
You're
under
right.
as another parlay. Titans money line and under as another parlay.
He would know. He's a gambler.
I don't like all that. I really don't love all that. Let's just take the Tennessee Titans on the money line.
Boom.
Good?
Done.
What did we decide?
Let's take the one pick nobody made.
Oh! No!
That's what we're picking?
What is it? What's
Tennessee money line is the one pick nobody made.
Yes.
That's the one we're going with?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's sort of fun.
Ghost. What are we each wagering?
The ghost.
Of all our 27.
Right. To be fair, if you guys want to take Kansas City -7, do that as part of our parlay, but let's do a second bet with just Tennessee on the money line.
And no under, just the money line only?
Just the money line.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Okay.
That way we kind of hedge, but not really.
Why don't we make each of those bets like 20.
By the way, you're going against the top two guys in standings.
He's right.
Me and Jim are hottest.
We're questioning the two guys who made money this season.
Oh, my God. I think we're all over 500 except for Zoe. I was 9-7-2.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he took the pay.
We're trying to figure out the percentage points between you and Tom and whether you're technically ahead of him or behind him. You have the two ties.
Yeah, I'm 9-7-2.
You watch stupid football. You know that?
No, I think my winning percentage is better. I have fewer losses.
Yeah, I think you're like 1% better technically.
So I'm in second place here, T-Bone. Sorry.
No.
You have 8 losses.
No, I have more wins.
You would make more money if you bet Tom's bet.
But I have 2 pushes.
So what? I got more wins. Pushes don't count.
Push it good.
Yo, 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 baby pop.
All right, so.
Just tell the people what to do.
If we leave ourselves an even $20 each, we have $7 a piece to play with. That's $35. Do we do a $20 bet and a $15 bet?
We're going
to
wager on the Super Bowl, aren't we?
We'll have $20 each to do that with.
Yeah.
No? If we want to take the 7 of the 20.
Okay, so each of us will contribute 7 to these bets?
Yeah, we just figure out how we want to do that. Does that sound reasonable?
Okay, so take the $35 and do 17 on one and 18 on the other.
Okay. I was going to say 15 on the parlay and 20 on the money line. That's what I was going to say. But
okay,
I don't know what we're doing.
Better.
I don't know what
do
we're
that.
Doing.
Do that.
Actually, can I just take my $27 and go buy like a 30 rack or something?
It's expensive 30 rack.
What's a 30 rack? It's a 30 pack.
No.
Not a 30 rack.
It's a 30
what do you buy?
Rack.
30 boobs?
T-Bone, I'm with you. 30 rack. I don't know why.
Yeah, 30 rack. I've always heard it that way too, Zoe.
Yeah, I don't know why.
He's never seen Family Guy, so.
An 18 pack? A 30 pack?
A 30 rack.
I never heard of rack.
Oh.
It's called a 30 rack. I don't know what to tell you. It is.
Huh. Works something every day. I never thought that.
So what's the bet?
He just told you. $20 money line, Texans.
Okay.
$15 Titans. On the parlay. Sorry, Titans, not Texans. And the other one
is a parlay.
Is a parlay of Kansas City -7, the under 53.5, and then over in the NFC, 46.5.
Okay, done.
Done, thank you. Headlines, 90 seconds. Those were your Prime Weekly Picks, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, proud member of the Prime Motor Group Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com. We've got some things coming up here in the next hour.
I love things.
What are they, Zoe?
Well, that's a good question.
Tell us all about it, then.
What do we have coming up next, Jim?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.